than individual.
Yeah, it's very seldom directly individual.
But see, the feeling I get when I see this happen to me, and it has, is that this is about me.
It feels that way. It does.
It's a perception because we're holding it in front of us.
Absolutely. But this is the tip of the iceberg. This is the beginning. A friend of mine likes to say, when you give people an inch, they take a mile. So we give them the little bit of data now that seems innocuous. It's not going to hurt us.
Name, address.
Suddenly, they've got everything. They've got your credit history. They got your purchase history, which they've already got, by the way. They've got all this information, and they can build profiles on you. So that they can, again, their excuse is to better help you with marketing, to better help you with it. It's bull crap.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Now, the specifics of what happened to me, this is actually a convoluted mess, and we're not going to be able to do it in 10 minutes properly.
Right.
But I tried to break it down. Here's the specifics of what happened. The FCC, which in my opinion should be regulating the internet to begin with. I don't know why people say the FTC should. Okay, what's it got to do with trade? This is about communication.
Right.
So the FCC passed a number of resolutions concerning internet usage. One of the resolutions that got passed, a specific one in this case, was that your ISP, now your ISP in this area is like Frontier, Mediacom, Clearwave, is not allowed to collect data from you and sell it without your express consent.
User agreement.
It's called an opt-in system. Now, to give you an opt-in explanation, it's easier to do. You walk into Walmart, and you choose what you want to buy, and you walk out. The opt-out system, which is what they want to force people to, is you walk into Walmart, you're immediately charged $100. It doesn't matter what you buy. Because you've walked in. Immediately, they're going to take something from you. Well, that's the opt-out
system. That's interesting.
You have to tell them you're not going to do it. Now, in this case, so they took away the opt-in system. There's not going to be an opt-out, by the way. That's the sad part. Your ISP, if Trump signs this bill, your ISP can now collect your data at will and sell it as an additional revenue stream for the company.
All right. Now, some people were already doing this, and others weren't allowed.
Okay. Now, that analogy works and it doesn't work. Google, Facebook, a lot of companies do data mining and do this. But here's where the problem is, this rule doesn't apply to them. I think it should, by the way. Here's where the problem comes in. The analogy doesn't work. Let's use Google, for example, okay? Google gives you, for free, a search engine, email service. They give you documents, online storage. They give you a ton of stuff for free.
You forgot maps where they can track you.
Maps, everything else. But it's all free. Your ISP, you pay money to. But they want more? They're dipping deeper into your pocket for nothing. We're not getting a return. I mean, if my ISP said to me, hey, listen, we want to track your data. We want to be able to sell it to make an additional revenue stream. I don't really care. I don't do anything on the internet that I care that people see, all right? I'm not freaky or anything.
Right.
So that's fine. But you're going to give me something in return. Lower my internet bill. Do something useful for me in return, but they're not.
That's an interesting view that this is a business deal for you.
It's purely
I call it
a business
the Google
deal.
Plan. You like it? You want to buy more? Because you can create better services with Google. But at your my level, we're not going to need the hyper, you know,
right.
Great super satellite view of the radio station, right?
Exactly.
So you and I are just casual users. We're a little more casual than most, I think. And you see that this value, you give me something so I don't feel so bad about
exactly.
Giving you my data. But when it comes to the companies that are involved in this law, which we're going to be hearing a lot more about, their stocks went up too, by the way.
Well, no doubt. They're about to increase
about,
their revenue stream
20%. Verizon, Comcast, and AT&T, I'm literally, well, now I'm seeing them drop.
Well, locally, it's going to also be.
Comcast went up 0.16. Verizon has dropped now 0.33, but they went up yesterday. I'm watching an active feed on this now.
I'd be watching Mediacom and Frontier for locally.
Because they want to know where the president's going to sign it.
Right.
And that's the speculation that's going on.
That's what
now.
All this is. And it's a dumb change. It makes no sense. The arguments that you hear for it make no sense. For example,
can I give you one?
Sure.
Because I wanted to specifically ask
sure,
this
I'll
when
tear
I was watching
down.
On the
Go
House.
Ahead.
And I can't remember the representative's name, that this will actually improve your security. She said that point blank on the House floor.
How does somebody tracking what I do improve my security? How does somebody who I didn't elect tracking what I do? Somebody that's going to sell to a party I don't know improve my security? I'd love to hear that. I heard Mitch McConnell made a comment that this reduced a burden on the ISPs. Reduced a burden. Okay, so let's understand the law. Do not track. Do not. Do nothing. Have you ever tried to carry the burden of nothing? It's not hard. Okay, it increases cost. You're not doing anything. How does it increase cost? I want a job that I get paid to do nothing. Okay, it doesn't increase cost. The arguments are stupid, and they show that most of these people in Congress, and the sad part is, we had a lot of Illinois reps vote for this. I've got emails into all of them asking them to explain to me their reasoning. I'm open-minded. If you can give me a logical argument for this, I'll change my mind.
Good. Wall Street Journal says telecom providers had argued that the rules put them at a competitive disadvantage
with who?
To online ad giants Google and Facebook.
Okay, now wait.
Which generally aren't regulated by the FCC.
Okay, but they don't compete. Facebook doesn't provide internet service to anyone. There's no competition.
Yeah, but this is where my old friend Carl would say, follow the money. They want access to those revenues from selling that data
exactly.
Like their competitors do, which aren't competitors.
But they're not competitors.
It's about revenue.
This is the argument. They try to say it's about competition. It's not about competition. This was applied to every ISP in the country. That means it's a level playing field.
Facebook and Google, this article goes on to say, have built huge businesses powered by reams of data they
yes.
collect about customers' online actions, both on their own properties
In
and
fact,
across
that's
the
most
web.
Of their income, by the way.
Yeah. People wonder why Facebook made it.
Yeah, that's most of their income.
Because they don't make anything.
They make revenue stream from advertising budgets, and then they make data from data and sell the data. That's how these companies make their money. But again, remember, they're giving you a free service. You don't pay them to use their service. You do pay your ISP, and in some cases, a lot of money.
I do.
And here's the other argument with this. Facebook or Google, you don't have to use them.
No.
You don't have to use Facebook. You don't have to use Google. But if you want internet anywhere in the United States, you have limited choices due to artificially created monopolies that local governments colluding with cable companies and telephone companies to limit choices.
All right, they've been selling our data. They've been doing it a long time. They've been stealing data in some cases, Russian hackers, and selling it for
right.
a long time. What, I'm worth about 12, 14 cents my data, something
Probably.
Like that? Somewhere in that, I'm worth about 12, which
well,
you put
actually,
a big stack of them together.
Actually, a month, the average user, I think it works out to about a dollar and a half.
Oh, really? That much?
Yes.
Well, that makes me feel a little better about my self-esteem. And so, you and I once had a discussion many years ago about how much we loved human beings because they're always finding a way around things.
Yes.
Tor is the answer here?
Well, Tor, and there are a couple of other solutions.
All right.
The way
so
to
let's
do
tell
this,
them what Tor is first.
Well, Tor is basically a secure browser, and there are a couple of others that have come along and do this. The solution is a thing called a VPN. Now, how this works is VPN stands for Virtual Private Network. So when you go out to the internet, what happens is your computer sends a signal to your ISP and it says, I want to go to this website. And your ISP says, okay, it gets you the website and it pulls it back into you. That's the tracking. They're tracking where you're going. The way a VPN works is you go out and you say, I want to go to this website, but this website you go to is the same one every time you go to the internet, because then it is going to take you to where you want to go. So, for example, using a VPN, and hackers have done this for a long time, I can look like I'm in Stockholm when I'm surfing the internet, even though I'm in Southern Illinois.
Because that's where their bit is.
That's where my
browser is.
That's where your browser's going. My ISP, as far as it's concerned, I'm viewing one website in Stockholm all the time.
So these type of softwares, is this going to be the answer? I mean, because we've got AdWords going on YouTube right now, estimated, I think, $82 million in losses on YouTube because it's placement of ads some people didn't like.
Well,
they're pulling theirs.
It's not just that. We've got ad blockers now that are really reducing ad revenue. This isn't the answer. The answer is we've already seen this. Europe has already done this. This is amazing to me. We pass laws about some of the stupidest things that exist, but things that are real, that have substance, They're scared to death to pass a law to use. This is a simple regulation. You can't do this without permission. End of discussion. You should do it to Facebook. You should do it to Google. You should do it to all of them without permission. End of discussion. The problem becomes solved.
There you go, making sense again, Ed.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. In Washington, it doesn't happen. I'll tell you this. There's a list out there of every person that voted for this bill. There's also, next to their name, how much money, because this had to be disclosed, was given to them by the telecom industry, or the internet industry, I'm sorry. And when you go down and look at these numbers, it's ridiculous what happened. I'll tell you, and I'll say it publicly so that the reps that listen to the show can hear this, every one of them have till the end of this year to put a law back in place that has teeth, or I will actively campaign against every one of them with every bit of everything I can bring.
So this is you trying to draw a line in the sand, and I would have,
there has to
I have
be.
A tendency
as consumers,
at this point
there has to be.
That you're not the only one.
No,
there's
a lot.
I think a lot of people are got their attention. They're going, wait a second, this passed the Senate, and we didn't hear a word. Then it passed the House. I mean, boom, this rolled
out. It's on the desk.
I mean, it's on the desk. It was like, boom, boom, boom.
I expect he's going to sign it.
Sean Spicer has indicated as much as well.
I expect he'll sign it. The reason I expect he'll sign it is it voted down party lines. When are we going to get rid of that crap? When are we going to let people be people instead of worried about what party they belong to?
Not today, buddy.
That was just, it's atrocious that this came through. I get that.
See, Ed, you and I are of a certain age.
We're old.
The idea of this, that they know from my phone, everywhere I've been,
everywhere.
Because I use Google Maps,
yes.
And how long I was there. I mean, Google says, oh, wow, you're at Petco. Would you mind taking a picture? We don't have one for that that place.
I get
Would
those pop-ups
that?
A lot,
right?
Yeah.
You know, Google Guide, right? Hey, I see you're over at your senior friend Joe at Vogler. Take a picture, would you?
Let's know about Vogler. Right. Do you like him?
Right. Kind of creepy.
Yes.
And if this had happened to you and I, let's say 32 years ago.
Even 20
years ago.
We'd have freaked the crap out.
Absolutely. And people as a whole would have flipped out. But now we have Amazon Echo. We have Google in our homes, right? The mics are always on. They're always listening. You have TV news show hosts that are saying, watch this. They sit around a table and they talk about they want to take a trip to Costa Rica.
Uh-huh.
And they say, man, we ought to use Southwest maybe to fly. And 10 minutes later, ads are popping up in their Facebook feed for Southwest in Puerto Rico because they're listening through the microphone. They hear the keywords, the search algorithm. Isolate those and say, wait a second, these guys want to travel. They want to travel Southwest Costa Rica. Let's give them a better deal.
Part of this is our own fault.
Yes.
It's our own
question.
Fault. We want free.
We do.
We want everything for free. And nothing's free. Somebody's got to pay for it. So imagine this. Imagine if I told you that you could have Hotmail where it doesn't track you and you never see ads, but it costs you $60 a year. Would that be worth $60 a year to you?
Yeah, I think it would.
Okay. You and I are the exception to the rule. The majority of people argue, well, it's free now. Why should I pay for it? Well, that's fine, but then you have to accept this privacy restriction. Well, I don't like that either. We want something for nothing. There's going to be nothing for nothing. This law, though, could protect us, give us some coverage, keep us a little safer. Again, this is about companies we already hand $50, $70, $100 a month to, thinking that we need to give them more, and their service still doesn't work right half the time.
That is an interesting idea. About $240 for my phone bill.
Yep. Well, I'll. Do you care if I name names here?
Just first names only.
Well, company names.
Probably ought not.
Okay.
In case.
Well, my internet service provider for the area.
Right.
For 4 months, I've had an issue that is causing me for work difficulties. And for 4 months, they can't track it down. In fact, they kind of blow me off the whole time. But I still have to pay my full bill.
You sound like somebody I know at home in my big chair yelling at the TV. Why am I paying for this if it doesn't work?
Exactly.
It's kind of the same thing I say about my health insurance.
Well, we don't even want to. You and I, one day, we ought to sit down and do a political show.
Yeah, we're going to need a lot of beeping.
You could kick off some of the syndicated shows because you and I would have too much fun.
Yeah, they'd be beeping some words out by the time you and I are done because we have come to the point where absurdity is a day-to-day fare. Paying somebody really a lot of money for a service and then find out that they're making money off you. And
off the side in addition.
Right. You know, and boy. But the market here's the thing you and I do know. The market will change. The market will evolve. And people will have some voice in this moving forward. And maybe it'll change the market, but only if you choose to stand up and take a stand.
I'm going to disagree with you. I don't think we can change it in the market.
Yeah?
The reason why is, again, artificial monopolies exist for ISPs in this country. Look at what we have locally. We have two choices as consumers. One choice sucks. The other choice is decent, but that's it. And that's because of local laws and deals that have been worked out with these companies. We're stuck. That won't let the market change. The change has to be getting up in Congress's face and saying, fine, you got through this round, next round you're out.
Government interference has put us in this position then.
Well, in this case...
And a willingness. A lot of us have laid our heads on the chopping block because it was really cool to get it.
Right. In this case, I don't think it's government interference. I think it's government sellout. The rule was in place. The only reason it's being pulled, I'll be honest with you, my opinion is the only reason it's being pulled was a Democrat put it in place. That's a stupid reason. If it's a bad law, change it. I got no problem with that. This wasn't bad. It helped protect consumers. Why would you pull this?
So that these companies can make more money.
Well, yeah. Which means it's not good for America. It's not good for Southern Illinois. It's not good for the people of this country. It's not good for anyone but ISPs.
Ed, nice to have you in the studio.
It was good to see you, bud.
And we're both going to have to start taking heart medication and Zoloft.
I've started drinking. It's okay.